The Ascent of Ramdoodle, written by W. E. Bowman.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction by Bill Bryson. Years ago, in the days before my hair began to leave my head and take up a more sheltered existence in my ears and nostrils, I passed my afternoons and early evenings as a sub-editor on the business section of The Times. It was clean work, and the perks included subsidized canteen meals, whose principal virtue was that they seemed not to interfere with normal metabolic activity, the right to claim a small monthly cash payment for expenses that were entirely fictitious, though scrupulously and imaginatively recorded on a lengthy docket, and the chance, two or three times a year, to help Philip Howard relocate his desk by buying some of the many thousands of books that had been submitted to his department for review in the previous few months, but had failed to make the cut, often because they were very bad and of no interest to anyone. These Mr. Howard sold to a grateful staff at knockdown prices and passed the proceeds on to charity. Since these sales were generally held between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., an hour when most of the reporting staff was still only partway through lunch, they were effectively private affairs for the sub-editors. It is not often you see a newspaper sub-editor galvanized, or indeed even in motion, but the announcement of a book sale always had an electrifying effect on the subs' room. In a little over an instant, 60 or more inky-fingered drudges would be thronging Mr. Howard's modest sanctum, picking through piles of mostly useless books with an intensity that threatened...